All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Paying respects to a fallen hero, successful $6 million weekend for Jay-Z, and the Joker hits a major milestone. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Omarion finally speaks, and he's bringing Unbothered to a whole new level.
Leroy has your sports.
The NFL, Colin Kaepernick, and fans of the game are more divided than ever.
But first, hundreds of firefighters came out to pay their respects to Worcester Fire Lieutenant Jason Menard at his wake yesterday. Today, thousands of mourners are expected to bid their final farewells at his funeral service. That happens today at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church. A procession will then take the casket from the church to Menard's firehouse and then to the cemetery. Big weekend for Jay-Z as his inaugural Sean Carter Foundation Gala was a huge success. The gala had lots of celebrity guests, but more importantly, raised $6 million for his charity. Proceeds from the night go to his foundation that he and his mother Gloria created in 2003 to provide low-income students with scholarships, opportunities to study abroad, college workshops, and more. And Ford versus Ferrari was the big winner at the box office. It made $31 million. Another new movie, Charlie's Angels, didn't do so well. Came in third, $8.6 million. And the other new movie, The Good Liar, came in seventh and made $5.7 million. But the really good news came for Joker, which made another $5.6 million in its seventh week. It became the first R-rated movie to pass the $1 billion mark. Wow. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, now we know why Jhené Aiko got Big Sean's face tattooed on her body. She dropped a new song over the weekend called None of Your Concern, which is a collaboration with Big Sean. It's about love lost, and, you know, we know the two have had an on-again, off-again relationship for a few years. In Big Sean's verse, he rapped, "Every time I lay down, I think about you naked. And if you find my replacement, how could you? I made you blank." 9 times in one day.
Okay.
9 times in one day. And of course, the internet went ballistic over the weekend after this news came out. People like, now we know why she got the tattoo.
And yeah.
Like, you know, what the hell else were they doing with their time when they were together? Like, stuff like that. And, you know, the song did bring them back together. It looks like they are hooking back up again and going out on dates. So maybe Jhené will get uncovered that tattoo because she ended up getting it covered after they broke up. Remember that?
Meanwhile, I'm sitting over here like...
It's no not November. No not November.
What's the status on that, by the way? Are you still...
It's no not November.
Listen to the song.
Yeah.
Like Big Sean. He's lying.
He's lying.
Oh, not lying.
You started, what, on November 6th?
That's when you challenged me.
I was by the 7th.
In November.
I can't believe that you don't believe me.
Listen, not even a little bit.
Not at all. You were out on the 7th, I guarantee it.
Wow.
Yep. Well, there was a horrible rumor going around this weekend that the porn site Pornhub had offered T.I.'s 18-year-old daughter, Deja.
Rubbing it in my face. What else? What's the next story?
Supposedly, they offered her $1 million to lose her virginity on their site. Well, of course, this comes after T.I.'s revelation that he'd go to the OBGYN with her to make sure her hymen was still intact. Well, the VP of Pornhub, Corey Price, says no such offer has been made. The whole story was made up off a Photoshopped meme on social media.
They need to change the word hymen. Every time I hear that, I think of like a clown.
Hyman the Clown.
Yeah, Hyman the Clown. Just sounds like a clown name.
I don't know about clown, but Hyman, yeah, it is kind of a weird name.
Sorry.
It's no not November.
I'm trying to do anything to distract myself.
And until now, we've heard nothing from Omarion since we found out his baby's mom, April, made it official with his former friend and bandmate, Lil Fizz. And we're all getting to witness it in this season's Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Well, for the first time, Omarion has spoken, and we've been right all along. He is the definition of unbothered.
I don't feel no ways. I think that, if they're happy, then they should be happy.
Well, the 4-minute clip has been circulating social media. The only thing he does say, though, is that he wishes that they would leave him out of their relationship, because he kind of insinuates that they are bringing up his name for clout to kind of get people talking about them and stuff like that. But for the most part, he was just very unbothered. Hope they're happy, and let's stop talking about it. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins dropped one to the Capitals Saturday, 3-2, and the Celtics' 10-game winning streak came to an end yesterday. Marcus Smart, this dude put up a shot that looked like it was going to fall, and it didn't. I literally screamed and slid down my couch on that one. Celtics fall to the Kings 100-99. It was an ugly game again for the Patriots offense, but the Eagles offense was just as bad. The Pats are now 9-1 after beating Philly 17-10. The Pats could use some help, but please, people, can we stop with Gronk coming back, all right? He said he has a huge announcement to make tomorrow at 9 in the morning. Yeah, you know what? That sums it all up. I'm going to keep it moving. And I don't know what to say after this weekend, but y'all, I'm exhausted from all the back and forth between the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. So the NFL scheduled a tryout Saturday at the Falcons Stadium, and at the last minute, Cap switched things up. He held the tryouts out of high school, and apparently Cap wasn't happy with the setup and how the NFL was running things. So as of this morning, Cap and his camp has sent the tape of his tryout to all 32 teams, and we will see what happens from there. Apparently, Jay-Z's not happy. Yeah. There's a lot of name calling going on. People, I mean, it's getting out of hand. I'm over it.
This is how bored I was over the weekend. I watched it.
What?
Did you watch it, Leroy?
I watched bits of it, and it's like, you know,
I watched the whole tryout. There was a live feed.
I saw clips of it, and although I couldn't do anything that he was doing, none of it looked super special. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't look and go, whoa, he got to be on the pace. He threw a couple lame ducks out there.
True, but at the same time, none of us are qualified to really judge.
That is true, but I am qualified to judge it when somebody clearly is doing something as a publicity stunt. I agree with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He changed it last minute, and now he's making it seem like it's a thing. Here's what he's doing. We all know he's better off in the position he is now, because God forbid he gets back into the NFL and sucks as a player. Then he'll kind of fade away. In this position, it's almost like a martyr type of position.
Uh-huh. So you think that he's the only one that's being kind of disingenuous?
No, I'm not saying
NFL, come on.
There's no angels and devil. I'm saying that they both have positions where they're right or wrong, but he's definitely not like, Colin's clean, it's just the NFL screwing him. No, he's definitely doing stuff to mess with them too.
I'm with you on that. Celtics Suns tonight at 9, and the Monday Night Football matchup will be the Chiefs and Chargers, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So an 8-year-old boy from Maryland is doing his part to help out veterans. Tyler Stallings, he was only 4 years old when his mother Andrea was teaching him about veterans and about family members who had served, and they came across a video of veterans who struggled with homelessness. He could not believe that they weren't getting any help. Now, he originally wanted to get money to buy supplies because he wanted to build them homes, but he ended up contacting the governor, who gave him a $100 grant, and 4 years later, he's turned that into hero bags packed with clothes and toiletries, food, and bedding to pass out to homeless veterans. And through a GoFundMe and other fundraising he's done, he's raised over $50,000. He also joined the Maryland Center for Veteran Education and Training.
That's great.
And is an advocate to raise awareness about the struggles of veterans. I love it. That's your good news, and this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Catch the hard-hitting action at TD Garden as the Bruins take on the Buffalo Sabres. Select tickets available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.